Good morning, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I just really wanted to share today, and I just really wanted to say that we have great expectation on God, and we can, people of this world can really see that. You know, when your standards are high and you're expecting great things, they then may feel pressured of them to give this to you. So, okay, for instance, if you've seen something, it's very high priced and you really desire it, you really want it. If God really wants you to have it, he's gonna find a way for you to receive this. He is really going to find a way for you to receive this. But the expectation isn't on man. It's not expectation on, you know, if you have a partner to get, or there's no expectation on anyone else. The expectation's on God. And how are you then expecting from God? So, for instance, if you really desire something, then you really go to God in prayer and you ask him and you give him your heart's desires. And how people may not see it is if you, if then maybe you're on a self-employed basis, and then the work really starts to flow in. The money is really starting to flow. And God is able to give you the finances to receive that. And this could be through your work. You know, you could have a promotion. If you're self-employed, your work could really go absolutely sky high, and you're inundated with work. Or, you know, you could then receive a blessing. And this is then God. You were then receiving the blessings of God. And then you sit. When you receive, or you sit and you really work out your finances. So then you sit and you make a plan, and you then begin to either save for what you desire, or, you know, and then you really will recognize if you really do truly desire it, because, you know, you're either going to find a way or you're going to find an excuse. And with God, if he wants you to have something, for instance, my wedding dress, that needs to be paid. And the deposit is. And when I looked at the price of the wedding dress, I had a poverty mindset. When I had looked at the price of my wedding, I had a poverty mindset. I had a mindset to, wow, this is a lot of money. How, with two small children, how are we going to be able to do this? But then I had to rethink. I had to realign my thoughts with what God says. He says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive. If God wants you to have it, if God wants you to have that expensive wedding dress, if God wants you to have the venue you desire, if God wants you to have a certain pair of sunglasses, a certain car, a certain house, if he wants a certain yacht, a certain boat, you know, a certain holiday, if he wants you to have it, if you put your mind to it in prayer with God, you will receive this. You know, if you're single and you really desire the person that God has really shown you, and when you see the person, you really, your heart really goes, you know, and you see, and this person's of God, and God wants you to have it, you will receive this. You can have exactly what you desire. You can have, and this is material things. Now we're going on to the real stuff. If you want your home to be filled, if you want your streets to be filled with the love of God, with the people of God, you can have it. You can receive it. We call those things to us. We can either have low expectation and look at the circumstance, look at the way that maybe you've been conditioned in this world. You could either look that way and keep having low expectation or not high energy thoughts, low energy thoughts. You know, you can have poverty mindset, and you can have, which brings, you know, low self-esteem and these, and you never have enough, you know. We have enough. God wants us to have all things freely to enjoy. What the rich people in this world has got is for us. We can have it. But where has your mind been conditioned to? Has your mind been conditioned to think that you are unable to receive the blessings of God because maybe yesterday that you weren't perfect? Or maybe, you know, your past, it wasn't perfect, or your family has been brought up in a poverty mindset, and you know, God won't do it for me. God is no respecter of person. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. If he can do it for you, he can do it for me. So what is the difference here? The difference is faith. The difference is the mindset. The difference is where your thoughts are. If you know that you know that you know that you know that your God is faithful, that you can receive whatever you desire, you are going to receive it. You are going to manifest such great blessings of God. You are going to have a wonderful life. God has a plan and purpose for you. God has a wonderful life mapped out for you. You can wake up in the morning and have a choice every day. You can have a choice whether you're going to let the circumstances, the old way of thinking. I know quite a few people within have been in certain ministries, you know, and that could have taken effect of the way that they think, how maybe they were taught in the past. But today is a new day, and God is calling us. This has been such a great time to learn. He is calling us to call those things. He is calling us to have great expectation. If you want to buy your house, you can buy your house. Lord, right now, my circumstances completely look the opposite. If you want to buy your house, you can buy your house. The only limitation is you. The only limitation is your faith within your heart. If you want that big wedding, you can have that big wedding. If you want the most expensive, car or, material things do not matter. This is not about material things, because it doesn't hugely matter. But God wants us to have nice things. He wants us to be expecting big. He wants us to be excited every day, having goals, having aims, having something to aim for each day, step by step. He wants us to have an excitement within our heart. He wants us to be planning a future, a great future for ourselves. He really does, with Him though. Him first. He doesn't want us planning our future and going off and doing our own thing and then forgetting Him. He wants to be first. He wants to be in the forefront of our mind each day. He wants us to ensure that we're doing those five fundamental things with heart. He wants us to really be expecting from Him. Our expectation is on Him, not on man. And this is, some people may not understand this, especially if you are around a lot of carnal people. You can't have that. How are you going to afford it? I can't afford it, but my God can. My God owns the whole world. He is the one who, if I really desire it and it's of Him, I will receive this. Who are you to turn around and say, I can't have this? My God says I can. You forget a God? No, you're not. It's just your mind, it's just your faith. Okay, and I hear it, I'm starting to really hear. Sometimes when things are brought up, you might not hear. But then when you sit and dwell, you start to really hear. That your ears are opened. Your inner ear is really opened and you're like, wow, I'm starting to see these things with my eyes. I'm starting to hear people's words and thinking, yes, you're getting more spiritually aware. More spiritually aware of the path that God has given you, and then you can give this out to others. I have quite a few people around me at the minute, and I can really see the path that God has given me and the words that I can speak to them in faith, because they may have been conditioned by this world or the way they lived or the way they were brought up, and they haven't had faith and trust in God, and they have low expectation. But my God can change this when we decide that we're really going to put our minds and put our words to God and really start agreeing with God. He won't just change you. He will change your whole entire family, because your words will start to go around like wildfire. And fire spreads, And the fire of God certainly spreads. When you're starting to speak with such passion, with compassion, with people, you do not need to be speaking and thinking this way. You can have exactly what you desire. And yes, some at first you might have to sit, look, and go through some type of mental you may have to mentally go through the motion of changing, of transforming your mind to believe this way. You might have to, if you're in debt, you might have to look. And that may bring Mentally, it could be quite tough at first, but then when you do it, you have such a sense of relief. Okay, I have this debt, this debt, this debt, this debt. Ring them all, and then have a conversation and sort it. Sort your finances, and then becomes the stewardship. When you receive the money, then you steward the money. You receive the money, you steward it. And you really make a plan of what you're doing with your money, so your money doesn't just run away with you. I think we've heard this, you know. And then your money can start to build. Your money will really start to build up and really start to take effect. Because God wants everything to take effect. He wants our lives to be an example to others. He wants you to be that world changer. And for you maybe to be the world changer is to change your whole family. Because there's always going to be one that stands up. One in the family that's going to be the one that's going to change things. And is it you? If God called you, maybe there's other people within your family that have some type of same belief as you, but the wrong doctrine, and they were unable to get in. So maybe it's now you, because your words have life. It's God's words, but your words have life, and your words will bring them life. It will bring them new life. It will bring them great hope, great expectation, and such joy. And you want all, you know, we want all our family to have such great joy. We want all our families to really live in a prosperous way. You know, we don't want our families to be sad, to be penny pinching, to be worrying all the time about finances. We want them to be free. And for them to be free, they need to get out of the mindset of expecting even of themselves, how am I able to do this? We are not able to do this, but God is able to do this. God is able to do it exceedingly abundantly above, more than we ask or think. He is able to move. Your expectation isn't on man. Your expectation isn't on you. Our expectation's on the Most High. And when we have this within our minds, and we wake up, and we have this literal word in our heart, the expectation is on Him, and we walk and we run with this and we get excited with this, we can speak it. We can show it to others. We can show others the life that they can live with great effect. You are that one, you are that chosen one, who can really speak up to your family, to the people around you, and show them money can work for them. You can have what you desire. You can have joy within your heart. If you want laborers, which every leader should really desire, fellowship and laborers. And again, this could even come with, you know, well, I don't think I'm confident enough. I don't think, what if I don't have it? You don't have the words. God has the words. God will fill your mouth. We have not got the power to get the people, but God has. God has the power. Everything is on God, you know. We rest and everything is on God. He wants you to hear today. It is on Him. All we need to do is have faith. Have that expectation that He is going to do, He is going to give. And when we really start to trust and we start to, you know, sow our seed, when we start, He's going to multiply it. He's going to multiply it in many different ways, not just finances. You need healing. if you need labourers, if you need that, if you need a wedding paid, if you need, you know, the things of the wedding paid, this isn't on man. This is not on you to do, your partner to do. It's not on the person who's even speaking the words of God, who's healing you. That's not on them. This is on God. Everything is on God. And this is where we can relax, we can rest in Him, be joyful, and take out the pressure. Because a lot of people pressure themselves, a lot of people feel pressured, and it then takes the joy out of it. But God is saying today, come to me in prayer and I will give to you. I will show you those things that you do not know. I will make the impossible into reality. What was impossible once will become your reality, and you will see, you'll be that one that people see, miracle upon miracle upon miracle upon miracle. That girl is a walking miracle. That man is a walking miracle. And it's not them, it's God. Your life will really open up those eyes of the people who don't believe. And that's what we want. So God bless you guys. Have the most wonderful day. Keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting in our God, who's going to do great things for you. In Jesus' name.